Hey, everybody. My name's Dane.
And I'm Jimmy.
And our podcast is called Bubbling Questions.
We do would-you-rathers from listeners and a Twitter bot.
Along with one-person game shows using ridiculous stuff we find on the internet.
Like, what kind of dick are we talking?
I shall not tell you.
Okay. All from our very real hot tub.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very real. Not a gimmick at all. Find Bubbling Questions wherever you get podcasts.
And I'm Jimmy.
Hello, and welcome to the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni, and I'm by myself. There is nobody else here. So today I'm just going to be doing a mini episode, and I'm just going to review a book, just one single book, and then just give a little bit of news just to have a tidbit since we haven't had a recording in a couple weeks. So yeah. Today I'm going to review a book called Friday from one of our favorite writers, Ed Brubaker. This is from Image Comics. Of course, you know, Ed has that exclusive deal, so he can just do whatever he wants at Image. So it's from Ed Brubaker and Marcos Martin, and hopefully I'm saying this right, Munsta Vincente. On colors, Vincente has an exclusive deal, I believe, also with Marcos Martin. She does all of the colors on his books. I think she has been with Marcos for a while on all his projects with Panel Syndicate. So yeah, they've been together for quite a bit. The colors are absolutely beautiful in this book, so I can see why he would want to stick with her. So this is Brubaker's first dive into the YA world. And I would definitely say this book would probably be rated like PG-13, depending on the parent. There's definitely some strong language and like light teen sexual content. So I know when I was a teenager, this is exactly the kind of book I would be looking for. So, you know, use that at your discretion. So our main protagonist in this book is Friday Fitzhugh. We'll go with Fitzhugh. And as soon as I opened this book, I felt an immediate connection. She's like a tough, like vintage dressing teen who plays hockey, beats up boys. And she also solves crimes too in her like sort of like small town mysteries. So like, what's not to love? I mean, I love all of those things. I love hockey. I love to solve crimes on my spare time. Yes. Did you all know I love to solve crimes? And her partner in crime, or crime solving rather, is Lancelot Jones. Love that name. He's a genius, very well read, and he's even skipped a couple of grades, which has made him kind of like a target to the town bullies. And so she kind of like beats up the town bullies for him when they first meet. And that's how they kind of form a friendship. So together they have made a little investigation team called Jones and Fitzhugh Investigations. And throughout their young, like teenage years, they have like various adventures, and we get to like kind of see this all beautifully illustrated through like covers of books and like the case of the magic gauntlet or the secret beneath the Arcadian hall. So they're kind of like old, like pulp covers that Marcos Martin illustrates. So they don't like show the mysteries, but they like show them on the covers of books, which I thought was like really, really cool way of storytelling. So, you know, of course, you know, throughout like our teenage years, like relationships change. But all of this is told with like so much heart, and you can just like really feel it just like bleeding off of the page, like what they go through. So like Friday goes off to college and leaving Lancelot behind in this like really small town. And when she comes home, like on our winter break, she's like immediately pulled back in, like to all of the mysteries and like heartache that she's like left behind. And then just chaos kind of ensues from there. I don't want to spoil this book because I really want you to go out, pick up a copy and read it. We're going to get more in at the store. I kind of sold out immediately, but we should be getting it in. We're back in like a week or so. And you can come and pick up a copy there. It retails at $14.99. It actually has page numbers, which is amazing. Because, you know, many graphic novels don't have page numbers. It's 120 pages. It's a quick read, though. Like, once you get into it, like, you can't put it down, which is, you know, a plus. Means that it's a good book. So, yeah, that's Friday by Brubaker, Martine, and Vincente. So, in the news right now, I'm not going to do too much news because I want to kind of save it for later this week. But Disney Plus announced all of these shows that they're going to be dropping, which, holy crap. I mean, they need some more content, right, guys? Like, they are kind of lagging right now. It's like what the Loki show was. That was a while ago, it feels like. And I know, like, Boba Fett's coming out in December, but, and they had, like, Star Wars Visions, but you can watch that in, like, 2 days because they're, like, 15 minutes long. And not that great. There's like the first episode, which was awesome, like the samurai one. And then you have to slog through that musical episode, which I wanted to blow my brains out while I was listening to that. Ugh. But yeah, like other than that, I mean, if you have kids, it's probably great because you can just like put them in front of the TV and they can watch whatever Disney movie they want. But other than that, like there hasn't been that many shows. So they announced a ton of stuff the past week. X-Men 97, cue the music. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Please don't sue me, Disney. That's going to be coming back out. So we're basically just picking up from where we left off. X-Men 92, that would be, and that was 5 seasons. So that brings us to X-Men 97. So that's going to be coming back out. There's going to, like I said, pick up right where they left off. So we'll get all of our classic X-Men back. Then we got, I mean, this is not a new announcement, but we finally got a very, very small trailer for Moon Knight. Oscar, finally got to see Oscar Isaacs in the costume as Mark Spector. So very little teaser. I think it's like 20 seconds long, but definitely worth a watch if you want to see what he's going to be looking like as Moon Knight. Also, She-Hulk. We finally get to see Tatiana Maslany as Jennifer Walters and a very, very brief look as She-Hulk. And kind of just get to see like the back end of her. And she's wearing like the classic like purple white jumpsuit. From like the Dan Slott series, which is not my favorite costume, but I mean, I'll take it. I'd rather see that than like the bikini or something. Or just naked, like from the John Byrne series. Don't want to see that. She looked a little small to me, but I don't know. We'll see how it looks later. I mean, this was like a sizzle reel, really. Not really a trailer. She is breaking the fourth wall, though, in it, which I liked. Though, you know, I'd much rather see the Charles Soule She-Hulk, because that's, like, my favorite She-Hulk series. Just, like, her being a lawyer and, like, a lawyer to superheroes. Like, that was such a fun series. But, we'll see what happens. Mark Ruffalo is also in the trailer. And we're going to see the Abomination played by Tim Roth. And they are calling it a comedy series. So maybe it will be more like the Charles Soule. The last big footage we get to see is also Miss Marvel. Also kind of like a sizzle reel as well. You don't get to see like too much, but it does look a lot like the comic, which I am very excited about. You get to see Kamala Khan, in her home in Brooklyn. And yeah, it looks a lot like just the first issue of the series. So that's really exciting. They also announced What If season 2. Echo was announced. We haven't even seen Echo yet in the MCU at all, but she's going to be in the Hawkeye show, which premieres in November. I think that's right. Yeah, it premieres in November. It's going to be a Christmas show, as we've talked about before. So she's going to be getting her own spinoff show. So hopefully everyone likes the character. She is a really cool character if you're not familiar with her. She's the deaf superhero. Her name is Maya Lopez. And she's a pretty cool character. Also, Spider-Man freshman year. This is going to be an animated show, and it's going to be Peter Parker on his way to becoming Spider-Man. So just like his first year as Spider-Man, I guess. Not too much about that one yet, but there you go, an animated Spider-Man show. I Am Groot is another one. It's going to be a bunch of original shorts exploring baby Groot's glory days, growing up, and getting into trouble. I'm sure that will be adorable. I don't know how long the shorts are going to be, but I don't know, 15 minutes probably. Ironheart has also been announced, which is pretty exciting. This is going to be a live action show. It's going to star Dominique Thorne as Riri Williams, who's the genius inventor who creates the most advanced suit of armor since Iron Man. Agatha House of Harkness. So news of the WandaVision spinoff starring Katherine Hahn as Agatha Harkness broke news last month, but now they are actually, you know, setting up the show for reals. So that should be fun. Marvel Zombies was a huge hit on What If season 2, or sorry, What If season 1. So I guess they decided to make a whole show of it. And yeah, that's pretty much it for that one. That's all they've told us. It's going to be a show. Secret Invasion, they had already announced, but they actually just showed us one picture of a grizzled Samuel Jackson. And yeah, it's just going to be a crossover comic event series showcasing a faction of shape-shifting Skrulls who have been infiltrating Earth for years. So there you go. If you're excited about Secret Invasion, it could be cool. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, this is the giant lineup of the Marvel series that will be coming out. Just start putting them out, though, Marvel. We've been waiting long enough. And I want to watch some. I want to watch some Marvel shows, and I don't want to wait like a year. If you're excited about this, please let us know on Instagram or Twitter at Escapist Comics, or you can also Instagram me directly at Jessa Balboni. That's JessaBalboni. And let me know what you think of all of these shows, or what do you think of Friday? Let me know if you read it. It is amazing. I loved it. Well, that's it for my mini episode today. And we will be back very, very soon with more people than just me. We also have a interview episode with Matt Rosenberg, or Matthew Rosenberg. And we're going to be talking about his new book from Image Comics, What's the Furthest Place from Here? And I am very excited about that. So please tune into that and read the book. It's amazing. He worked very hard on it. And I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.